I came across a debate on Twitter a few days ago as to whether Die Hard 2 was a Christmas movie. Now, in its defence, there is plenty of snow around on the screen. It does take place at Christmas, and there is a happy ending. In between, of course, there's a huge amount of violence and death and plenty of swearing, which does weaken its case somewhat. But it got me thinking, what ingredients do you need to make a good Christmas story? Well, you may have plenty of ideas. I came up with four themes that appear time and time again in all the great Christmas stories. And the first one is family. Family is important in all those great Christmas stories. There needs to be somewhere a sense of togetherness and love, at least at the end of the film, which leaves us feeling with a warm glow inside. Secondly, as the story progresses, fears and problems have got to be overcome, which leaves us with a sense of peace at the closing credits. Ah, we've survived that. Wasn't that great? Thirdly, mistakes of the past have got to be left behind. Lessons have got to be learned. So in most Christmas stories, there is a moral element, something that we can take away that leaves us feeling better about ourselves. And fourthly, of course, dreams have got to come true. Of course, those ideals are not just found in Christmas movies. For a number of years now, we've been bombarded by advertising campaigns that tell that kind of story. And the same is true this year. Debenhams, for example, offers us a happy ending with its retelling of the Cinderella story and tells us all that you shall find your fairy tale. If you haven't seen it, it's a great advert. A man and woman have a chance encounter on a train, but just as he's about to find out her name, the train pulls in at her station. She has to get off and he's left heartbroken, except that just like in the fairy tale, she has left her shoe behind. But he will not be put off. No. He embraces Facebook and Twitter. Even the traditional media are caught up in the storm of publicity to bring the two separated lovers back together again. But to no avail, until fate plays its part, that they find themselves walking down a dimly lit street and they bump into each other. And that's when they embrace, they kiss, and the music starts because they have found their fairy tale ending. Oh, isn't that lovely? Marks and Spencer's campaign this year gives us a hope for a fresh start. Begins with Paddington Bear. There he is lying in bed, calling out to Santa Claus for a new jar of marmalade when he hears a noise on the roof. Opening his window, he sees a man dressed in red carrying a large sackful of labelled presents. Well, of course, Paddington jumps to entirely the wrong conclusion. This isn't Santa Claus, this man is a thief who has robbed all the houses down the road. Paddington spots a present for someone he knows and says, "Oh, I know where she lives." And he takes the thief by the hand and takes him back into all the houses, forces him to put all the stolen presents back under their proper trees. And there's a great Hollywood finish, of course. The sleigh falls from the roof safely, and Paddington gives the Santa thief a marmalade sandwich before they hug, and the thief walks off a changed man. Oh, what a great tale. If you're looking for light in our darkness, problems overcome, fears dispelled, well, John Lewis has the answer. I'm sure you've all seen the story of Moz the Monster, the little boy who can't sleep because there's a monster under his bed. But of course, in the John Lewis fantasy world, when you confront your fears, you simply do that by making friends with it. Then it ceases to be something of which you need to be afraid. And anyway, if you are still afraid of the dark, that night sky projector thing that features in the ads is available, I'm told, from all good John Lewis stores, and no doubt others besides. And that will make sure your little one sleeps soundly at night. And the fourth ingredient, the importance of family, is front and centre in the BBC's advert for their Christmas programme. Tells the story of a young girl desperate to take part in a Christmas talent contest. She shares her enthusiasm with her dad, but he is far too busy with work to give her the attention she craves. This poor girl feels unloved, unimportant. So when she takes the stage at the talent contest, she feels terribly alone. She's overcome with stage fright until her dad, who has quickly learned his lesson, sees her plight, comes out from the shadows and stands at the back doing all the dance moves with her. They embrace at the end, and it's all meant to tell us that family is more important than work, that children, time with children is precious, and that Christmas is the perfect time to put things back in the right perspective. There they are, the importance of family. Fears being overcome, a fresh start and fairy tales coming true. That's the stuff of Christmas stories, isn't it? And when we hear stories like that, something resonates with us because deep, deep down, we all share those same kind of longings. Then we all recognise that in the busyness of life, we get our priorities wrong. And that family should be far more important than it often is. Don't we all have things of which we're afraid? Of course, we do our best to cover up those fears, but they are still there. We all have skeletons in the closet too, things of which we are ashamed in our past, and we long for them to be dealt with once and for all. And don't we all long for a happy ending? Don't we all long for a world where no one is lonely, where there is peace in our own lives and between nations? Don't we long for a world where the oceans aren't full of plastic, where everyone has enough to eat, where all our children are safe, where lives are no longer blighted by sickness or disease or death? Don't you long for that? Of course we do. And the advertisers know that. That's why they are spinning these tales to warm our hearts and open up our wallets. But whilst they may have diagnosed the human condition well enough, the solutions are not good enough. They don't go deep enough. They don't last long enough. They're like those spare wheels that are getting fitted in a lot more cars these days. Do you know the ones? The ones that are good enough just to get you from where you break down to a garage, but nothing else. You see, what we need is a better story. A story that can be brutally honest about the problems that we face as broken, hurting people living in a broken and hurting world. But one that is able to offer us real and lasting solutions. Solutions that don't fade when the Christmas decorations are packed away. What we need, surely, is certain hope, real forgiveness, lasting peace, an eternal family. Where do we find all those things? We find them in the child of Mary, wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. You see, family is vitally important, both for our own health and flourishing, and actually for the good of society as a whole. We were made for relationships, and friendships and marriage are built into God's good design for creation. But at times of celebration, I don't know about you, at times like Christmas, it's easy to see the brokenness in our own families. It's easy to see the damage that's been done both to children and adults when marriages fall apart. And however much we love our children, the truth is that there are no perfect human fathers, just as there are no perfect human mothers. The BBC advert got that bit right. All our families are bruised and broken in some ways. None of our families fits the Disney mould. And even when we learn lessons, so often we make the same mistakes again and again from generation to generation. But the child in the manger invites us into his perfect family. For all eternity, the triune God of the Bible, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, what we might call the divine family, has always existed in a relationship of perfect love. And it was out of that love that Jesus came to earth to bring us back to the Father we all need and into the family where we all truly belong. What's more, as we are drawn into his family, we start to grow into the family likeness. And when that happens, we do gradually get transformed more and more into the kind of parents and children that deep down we long to be. That's the Christmas story. That's the better story. When it comes to dealing with our fears, we need a better story too, don't we? Whether it's fear of the dark, like in the John Lewis advert, or fear of loneliness, or losing our job, or losing our children, or illness, or death. Fear is part of the human condition. We try and deal with it in various ways. We try and turn on the lights. Maybe cover up our fears with a smile. Maybe we try and run away from our fears through drink or drugs or working longer hours or whatever. But the fears are still there. But the child in the manger is also the Prince of Peace. The light of the world. A friendship with Jesus means walking day by day with the one who made the stars and the planets, the one who holds creation in his hands, the one who gives us life and who has conquered death. And if our hand is in his hand, if we can trust him with our life and our death, then what have we got to fear? When God promises that all things work together for the good of those who love him, what have we got to fear? When our end is guaranteed, when our future is glorious, what is there to fear in this life? That was the song of the angels, peace on earth, real peace on earth to those on whom his favour rests. That's the Christmas story. That's the better story. But if the Christmas story deals with our present fears and our present longings, it also deals with our past failures. One of the things that this past year will be remembered for is the hashtag MeToo campaign, where hundreds, if not thousands, of ordinary as well as famous women and men acknowledged that they had been subject to unwanted, inappropriate, and sometimes horrendous sexual advances and attack. For many politicians and celebrities, 2017 was a year when the past came very much into the present, when they were forced to be confronted by how they had previously behaved. Some in the media spotlight have resigned. Others will face criminal charges. And that's a good thing. That's the way that sins against people in our own society should be dealt with. But how do we deal with those kind of feelings in our own lives? How do we deal with guilt ourselves? See, it's very good, like in the Paddington Bear advert, to undo the bad things that we've done, to try and put things right. But that's not enough, is it? The guilt remains. Our bent towards sin and rebellion remains. Our habit of saying the wrong thing, of forgetting to do the right thing, is still there. Our hearts are not what they should be. We are not the people we know we should be. And if we are to come into God's eternal family and enjoy the peace that he offers, then our failings need to be dealt with once and for all. And once again, the Christmas story is right on the money. For the child in the manger grows up to be the saviour on the cross. Having lived the perfect life we can never live, Jesus himself dies the death that we deserve, so that our guilty past, our sins and failings against people and against God, can be dealt with once and for all. So if you want real freedom from your past, then look to the child in the manger. That's the Christmas story. That's the better story. And if you are desperate for a happy ending, then please don't look to the Debenhams fairy tale. Interestingly enough, the advert ends with the words, "As for happily ever after, well, who knows?" At the same time that the words on the screen may declare, "You shall!" No. The hope of Debenhams' offer is, who knows? You might get your fairy tale, you might not, but there is no doubt at all about the happy ending for those whose hope and trust is firmly in the child in the manger. For the Christian, the promises of Scripture are certain and sure. When Jesus was speaking about fulfilling our deepest longings, Jesus said this, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never grow hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty." Talking about a fresh start, the Bible teaches that if we confess our sins, own up to our past failings, that God is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And what better happy ending is there than the one Jesus speaks of in John 3:16? "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but will have eternal life." The Hollywood, Disney, BBC, retail Wonderland Christmas stories may warm our hearts and offer so much, but ultimately they all fail to deliver. They diagnose our conditions, but their solutions are too weak, too shallow, too temporary for our aching hearts. But the child in the manger gives us solemn promises, which he guarantees to deliver, in part right now in this life, but eternally we will receive those things in its entirety when Jesus returns as King and Judge. That is the Christmas story. That's the better story. And the greatest thing about this story is that it isn't a fairy tale. It's true. Jesus really was born some 2,000 years ago in the real town of Bethlehem to a real mother called Mary. At the age of about 30, Jesus began a historically well-documented public ministry, which lasted around 3.5 years. At the end of that time, he died a real death on a real Roman cross, was buried in a real tomb, and 3 days later had a real physical resurrection. A resurrection so dramatic that it transformed his frightened followers, who then went out with that good news and changed the world. So this Christmas, I want to invite you to consider this better story. We're going to offer you a tract on the way out. It's called Joy to the World. Please do take one. Make the time to read it. It will take you about as long as an advert break on ITV. And we'll tell you a much better story. Already in your packs, you've got a little white card, which is white on one side and darker on the other, advertising some events that we're putting on in February next year under the More label. Come along. Come along. If this story is true, which is what the Bible claims, then there is nothing as important as discovering this glorious and life-changing truth for yourself. And if you can't wait that long, then why not make tonight the night you ask Jesus to be your Saviour and your Lord? The choir are going to sing for us in a moment. Why not take that time as they're singing to reflect on what you've heard, the Christmas story, the promises of the child in the manger, and come and put your trust in him. And if you do, I'd love to chat and pray with you afterwards. So enjoy Christmas. I hope you will. Enjoy the stories. There are many great ones out there. But remember the better story. Remember the best story. The Christmas story. The Jesus story. For that alone is the true story. May God bless you and your families this Christmas. Amen.